if you want to live with God, you got to live in love. That, as I said, love is the opposite of selfishness. So if you want to live with God, you have to be determined to be totally unselfish. We may not reach that height before Jesus comes, but that must be your goal. Now, I want to ask you, my brothers and sisters, many of you have been Christians for so many years. How many of you can honestly say your goal in life is to become totally unselfish in your life like Jesus Christ? That totally you want to live for other people and not like Jesus Christ, and like Jesus Christ lived. Never seeking your own. That's the really happy life. That's the way God wants us to live. Totally for Him and for others, so that self is out of the center altogether. That we never think of what we can get from God for ourselves. God gives fine. Why is it so many people have complaints about prayers not answered? God's done 1,000,000th good things for us. But 5 or 6 things He didn't do, and those are the things we remember. It's the same thing with our relationship with human beings. People may do so many good things to us, but if they do 1 or 2 bad things, that's what we remember. You know why? Because we are so saturated with selfishness. That's the reason. We're not living in God. If we live in God, we live in love. So that's what we should make our goal in the coming days. Not to use people for our benefit. And a lot of people in the world, they're always thinking of using people for their benefit. They like to make friends with influential people. Why? For their own benefit. They like to mingle with big people and famous people for their benefit, to get some gain. And they despise people who are poor or who cannot do anything for them. I'll give you my testimony. In the last 25 years, as we have traveled, my wife and I, to all these poor people in the villages in Tamil Nadu, they have blessed me more than any rich man could ever have blessed me. Their simplicity and the joy that has come being able to do something for them and not expect anything. I want to say to you, my brothers and sisters, time goes by, and by the time you come to the end of your life and you look back over your life, make sure that you have lived a worthwhile life. Make sure that you didn't live seeking your own. You'll have a lot of regrets on earth and even more regrets in heaven, in eternity. Determine that you're going to be totally free from selfishness, that you're determined you're going to live for God and for others. Jesus lived on earth for God and for others. He never sought His own. What does it mean when it says, let's look at this verse again, verse 16, in the middle. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God. That means somebody who is permanently rooted in love dwells in God. And I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians 13. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 it says, which to me is one of the most important characteristics of love mentioned here, is what I've been saying so far. One of the most important characteristics of love is the middle of verse 5, love does not seek its own. You got it? Love does not seek its own. I know I have love if I don't seek my own. You know, we have to get out of our head this falling in love concept that we have read in romantic novels and maybe you've seen in the movies. That's all false. In fact, that is the false idea of love which the devil tries to put upon the world, where they are seeking their own. In the world, when a boy says, "Oh, I'm madly in love with that girl," tell me, is he seeking his own or is he seeking the good of that girl? You know the answer. He's seeking something for himself from her. Definitely. And when a girl says, "Oh, I'm madly in love with that man, I want to marry him," what's she seeking? Is she seeking his good or her good? She's seeking her good. All this love in the world is like that, seeking their own. And that's why they're so unhappy. That's why it's so difficult to find a happy marriage in the world, even among Christians. Most Christian marriages are terribly unhappy. Even though they had some wonderful hopes on the day of the wedding. You know why? Because they don't understand. Love does not seek its own. And even after hearing it so much, Jesus came to save us from seeking our own. How much has He saved you? I remember when I got married to my wife, I said to her, I said, "I'm a preacher, you're a doctor. We both love Jesus Christ and we want to serve other people. We can never use our professions to make money for ourselves. Never. Not if we do it in the name of Jesus Christ. If we do it in our own name, I can make a lot of money as a preacher. And you can make a lot of money as a doctor. But if you do it in the name of Jesus Christ, no." Because we live in a poor country. You know, 85% of India is villages. I remember years ago I said to the Lord, I said, "Lord, all the great preachers go to the cities. Send me to the villages where these great preachers don't go. I want to go there. There are people in this land who need to hear and nobody goes to them. I'll go." And what has been the result? My life has been so tremendously blessed and enriched. I have become a very rich man spiritually. You never lose out. I want to say to you, live for other people. You'll be a very happy person when you come to the end of your life. If you live for yourself, you'll be miserable and unhappy. If you live for money, you'll be unhappy. My wife has helped other people for 30 years as a doctor. She's never earned one rupee. We don't regret it. I believe that's the spirit of Jesus Christ. He never sought His own. He always sought to bless people and never wanted anything. He didn't even want them to tell His name to other people. You know, so often when we think of being like Christ, we don't realize this is the fundamental root of it. That's why in our churches we've always said we're never going to have paid pastors or paid preachers because we won't know whether these fellows are coming for the money or for Jesus Christ. And that's what's preserved us through 28 years. We say, if you come because you love the Lord and serve Him and serve the people and don't take anything from them. Serve them, bless them. God will take care of you. Serve them and bless them and learn something of the way Jesus lived on this earth. Learn something of God's nature. Dwell in love. A love that does not seek its own, but always seeks the good of the other person. That's the mark of spiritual growth.